Parsha begins in Parshas Chayesara, a Yihu Chayesara, and the life of Sarah was Mea Shana Ve'esrim Shana V'sheva Shonim, 127 years. And then the Pasuk ends, Shnei Chayesara. These were the years of the life of Sarah. The question arises, once the Pasuk says that Sarah lived 127 years, isn't it clear that these were the years of the life of Sarah? Why is it necessary for the Pasuk to add Shnei Chayesara? These are the years of Sarah's life. V'ayin Rashi, who discusses this question. Rav Pam offers another answer. Rashi tells us that the parasha of the death of Sarah is placed in close proximity to the parasha of the Akedah, which is at the end of Parashas Vayera. And that is to teach us that Sarah died from the shock of hearing that Yitzchak was prepared to be killed by the Akedah. And before the Malach was able to say that ultimately Yitzchak was not killed, he was saved, it was too late, and Sarah died from that shock. Realizing that someone might mistakenly assume that if not for this tragic event, the news of the Akedah, which killed Sarah, she would have lived many more years, and it was because of this tragic event that her life was cut short. In order to counter this erroneous conclusion, the Torah emphasizes again, Shnei Chayesara. These were the years of her life, and even if not for this episode, she would have died in some other manner at this exact time. Rav Pam used this message to comfort those who lost loved ones. Many times it seems that if they would have only tried a different medical treatment, or if a certain accident could have been averted, the dead would still be alive, leaving the mourners to feel very guilty. Rav Pam used the lesson of our parasha to teach that each person is given a unique lifespan, and nothing we think that we could have done differently would have been able to prevent the person's death from one cause or another. Shnei Chayesara, this is the lifespan of Sarah, no matter what the circumstances. The second word for this week is that the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chavav Amud Beis says, Tfilois Avos Tiknum. The Tfilois were instituted by the Avos Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Avraham was Mesakein Tfilas Shachris, Yitzchak was Mesakein Tfilas Mincha, and Yaakov Tfilas Ma'ariv. And the Gemara goes on to tell us the pasuk that teaches us that each one of them was Mesakein Tfilah. By Avraham it says, in Parashas Vayera, Vayashkeim Avraham Baboiker El Hamokim Asher Omad Shom. Avraham got up in the morning in the place that he stood there. And the Gemara says, Asher Omad Shom Ein Amida Elo Tfilah. The word Omad, Amida, means that he davened. So we learn from there that he was Mesakein Tfilah Shachos. By Yitzchak too, it says in this week's Parsha, Vayetze Yitzchak Losuach Basode, Yitzchak went out to speak in the field, and the Gemara says, Losuach Ein Sicha Elo Tfilo. The word Sicha, the word Losuach, means to daven. So we learn from there that Yitzchak was Mesakein Tfilas Mincha. And so too it says in Parshas Vayetze, by Yaakov, Vayifka Bamokoim, and the word Vayifka, the Gemara says, Ein Pigia Elo Tfilo. So Vayifka Bamokoim means, and he daven Bamokoim to Hashem. As we know, Mokoim can mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we say, HaMokoim Minachem Eschem, HaMokoim Yurachim Aleihem. So Vayifka Bamokoim means he davened to Hashem and was Mesakein Tfilas Arvis. In Sefer V'Korosa L'Shabbos Oinek, he says there's a remez to the Tfilas that they instituted in the second letter of the names of the Avos. The second letter of Avram's name is Beis, which stands for Boiker, because Avram was Mesakein Tfilas Shachris, that is davened by Boiker in the morning. The second letter of Yitzchak is Tzadi, which stands for Tzoharayim, afternoon, because Yitzchak was Mesakein the Tefillah of Mincha, which is davened in the afternoon. And finally, the second letter of Yaakov is Ayin, which stands for Erev, evening, because Yaakov was Mesakein the Tefillah of Ma'ariv, which is in the evening. Each one of the Tefillahs that the Avos instituted is hinted in the second letter of their name. In light of the current situation in Eretz Yisrael, I would like to end off with a pshat from the Baal HaTur. The last pasuk in Parshas Chayesara, when discussing the family of Yishmael, the pasuk says, Al pnei kol echav nafal, in the face of all his brothers, Yishmael will fall. The next pasuk, which is the first pasuk of Parshas Toldos, says, Ve'ele toldos Yitzchak, and these are the offspring of Yitzchak. The Baal HaTurim, who lived approximately 800 years ago, connects these two psukim and says, Al pnei kol echav nafal, when Yishmael will fall at the end of the Golus, Eile told us Yitzchak, the Geula will begin, and we will see the arrival of Mashiach, who will be from the Toldos of Yitzchak. Mashiach, who is from the Toldos of Yitzchak, will only come after the downfall of Yishmael. When there will be a Kiyum of Al Pnei Kol Echav Nafal, then Mashiach will come from the Toldos of Yitzchak.